This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here is a business dilemma made more acute in this coronavirus economy. Your company makes a product that can get pretty expensive. Your manufacturing overhead is huge, not to mention labor costs. Your competition is as cutthroat as you are, so you have got to keep people buying. Car makers are whereof we speak. They are cranking up incentive programs, hoping to get would-be buyers in the door, even with all the uncertainty. Buy a car now is one offer and pay nothing for 6 months. Or how about 7 years of interest-free financing? The big automakers offered similar deals back during the financial crisis. Marketplace's Jack Stewart's been looking into how well they are likely to work this time.
2020 was forecast to be a pretty good year again for car makers. Eric Lyman at TrueCar had estimated new vehicle sales would total 17 million, but he has adjusted that down hard.
We're expecting to land somewhere around 13.2 million in the most sort of likely outcome.
Automakers need to keep sales up to keep cash flowing, so they're offering big incentives, and not just cheap deals and low and zero interest financing, but flexibility.
Buy a new Ford. We'll defer 3 payments and make 3 payments for peace of mind up to 6 months.
Most of the mid-market automakers are making offers like Ford's.
They're very similar to what we saw back in 2009 and 2010 as the market crashed.
That's Jim Houston, who monitors consumer lending and auto finance at JD Power. He says there is a big difference this time. Back then, some finance companies were folding. For now, at least, lenders have plenty of available credit. Auto analyst Rebecca Lindland says car makers are also making these finance offers, in part at least, to support their local dealerships.
If a dealer goes out of business, it really negatively affects the community in which that dealer usually worked.
While these incentives could lead to great deals on new cars for some shoppers, Lindland also warns that buyers should tread carefully. 6 months may not turn out to be much of a buffer for people who lose their jobs. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.